Ohio State, what do we know about them? What do we need to know?
Team speed. I think that's the thing that really comes to mind with me. Their goaltender's playing really well. You look up and all of a sudden he's got a 93 save percentage. They've been good the second half of the season. I know we had two overtime games with them here in December. Fortunately, we were able to win both of them. But, you know, I really like the way their team is playing right now.
You know, the TCF Bank Stadium, you played them at, of course, in the outdoor game. They're getting some things going there today. What did you learn about outdoor ice at TCF Bank Stadium that you didn't even know?
Well, a lot of it, the ice conditions will depend upon the temperatures and, you know, what kind of day you have, how sunny it is. I'm sure the NHL is going to do a really good job to get the best ice you possibly can, but I think more than anything else, I mean, the ice will be fine. It just gets down to what the temperature is going to be like. Is it going to be one of those days where it's 40 above, or is it going to be, you know, 10 or 15 above? And probably the wind plays more into it than anything else.
And you're playing at day, you played at night, that's different too.
Well, I think it's going to be a 4 o'clock start, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the sun should be, you know, low enough in the sky where it shouldn't impact the ice, because sometimes if they play, you've seen some of those NHL games where they're earlier in the day, and that bright sunshine can, on a warm day, really, really mess up the ice. So they shouldn't have really that concern on their game time.
Really getting better. Scoreboard, they let a few in, but in that game, he made some saves he probably shouldn't.
Well, yeah, I mean, he made some saves in the third period that we kind of left him out there, and, you know, the game-winning goal went off our guy, and that's, you know, two of the last three games that we've lost, it went off somebody, but, you know, when you get down to the end of the game and you leave it to a one-shot deal, that's part of our game that you have to live with. And so that was a disappointing part that, you know, you get to late in the game, last 4 minutes, and you'd love to have got to overtime, at least get a point or maybe a possibility to get the second point in the time.
Sure, Owen's play has been pretty solid, but have you been surprised how vocal he's been with his teammates? A lot of his teammates in postgame have said how he stepped up and got on them and encouraged them to pick it up.
Well, what I've liked most about Eric is that the consistency in his demeanor. I mean, you really can't look at him and say, geez, is it going well or is it going bad for him? Or our team for that matter. So I think that's a thing that he's so even keel. I mean, you don't see a big range of emotion out of him. I mean, his retrievals with our defensemen have gotten better as the game's gone on, and his puck handling. And, you know, he's made a lot of big saves, and, you know, he's been really good on breakaways this year. And he's given us a chance. I mean, when you look at he's about a 9-1-7 for walking in with, you know, it's not like there's a veteran team he's, you know, playing behind or, he's not seeing some good quality scoring chances every game. So he's really done a nice job for us in a difficult transition, a difficult position, and to replace an All-American.
How important is it when you have a young team to have a goalie with that kind of maturity and stability?
Well, and that's one of the things as we looked at when, you know, we realized that Adam would probably be leaving after his junior year, that we looked at a replacement. We wanted to find somebody that had played a lot of games. And when you looked at his background, I mean, he left Anchorage when he was, you know, 15 or 16 years old to play midget hockey and go to Shattuck, and in the last couple of years in Muskegon, he played a lot of games, and I think that's what impressed me most, that he was playing 50 games in a season, and it never seemed to get worn down. And, you know, last year he had a great playoff run, took his team, who I think they finished fourth in their division, to the championship round of the USHL playoffs, and he was a big part of that. And he stepped in here. He looks like he's a workhorse. He looks like he can play a lot of minutes. Well, he's started every game for us this year, and I'm sure he will start every game the rest of the year. You know, we've looked at him. We've talked to him. Yesterday we gave him a day off just to go ride the bike, and I think that made a big difference for him, because we haven't had any off weeks here until after this one, where he can kind of catch his breath a little bit. But, you know, it's reassuring when you got a guy that he goes in there, and the consistency factor. You know, I look at this year, probably the first Michigan game is the only game where he really wasn't on. And, you know, that's going to happen to anybody. I mean, you can have an ace starting pitcher that has an off game and gets rocked and is out after the third inning. So different for a goaltender. You know, some days you're just not quite on. But he's been very consistent, and that's what I've liked about his game.
Don, with last week you rearranged the top three forward lines. How did you assess their performance, and do you think you're going to continue with that?
Well, we're practicing that way right now. I mean, that doesn't mean we won't change again tomorrow. I like some parts of it. Not every line played maybe as well as they had the week before based on who was on that line. So, like with anything, I mean, on Friday night, each line scored, which was great to see. you know, but on Saturday, I don't think we had all three lines, or at least our top three lines, it play as well as we needed. And maybe that's just an individual or two that I need to have a little conversation with, because we were the type of team that, you know, we need everybody going. We'll struggle more, you know, if one of our top three lines isn't really kind of doing their part, because we haven't been a team that's relied on any one or two guys as, you know, as much as a team. And, you know, although at the same time, when Clue scores and Fashing scores, and, you know, Sheehy's been pretty consistent, and Bristet and some of these guys that that scored on a regular basis, that's when we played our best.
Sheehy surpassing where you think his potential was, or is he still got a way to go?
Well, I think playing the extra year of junior hockey, I mean, that's an example of somebody that is not directly out of high school. He played 2 years of junior hockey senior and then the 1 year post, so he comes in a little bit more mature. Obviously, he's getting an opportunity to play with top end guys in the position that he's in, but he's showing that he can score. I think he's got 10 goals now. And, you know, this day and age, 10 goals as a freshman is a really nice freshman year.
His goal where he kind of circled and circled and circled, that's a confidence goal, right?
Yeah, he's not afraid to play with the puck on his stick. And I think he's, you know, he's played center, he's played wing over his career. And so you're used to having the puck. And I think when you're scoring, you start to even gain more confidence. And so when you want the puck on your stick, that's the confidence you're talking about.
At this time of year, is it easier to switch lines and play, because everyone's kind of played with one another?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like we played the Wisconsin series a couple weeks back where we only dressed 11 forwards. So, you know, you talk to the forwards, they kind of liked it. The lines were kind of all mixed in the match all game long. But we're just trying to find enough chemistry through our three lines where, you know, there's a threat. You know, obviously moving Leon with Vinny, that bounced off the goal output on each of the lines. I thought our blue line played pretty good on Saturday, even though they didn't score. Romanko had some good looks. I think he hit a crossbar in the third period that we could have won the game with. You know, obviously, the weekend Cammy had was important for us. Could have had maybe the game winner, but, you know, he's 6 inches offside on that play. And so we need that from him. I mean, we need his offense. I mean, he's always been an offensive player, and that's one of the reasons why we shuffle the deck is to try to get him going.
In that top line, you have all of them have had the same experience in junior hockey, playing with the same team. Do you see that chemistry translating well?
Well, they didn't play together. They played in the same junior team. So, I mean, obviously Cam Rod and Clusa spent a lot of time together. And as we began the year, we had 6 returning forwards that played a lot of minutes. And the thought process at the beginning of the year was, you know, let's try to put 2 on 3 different lines and see if we can meld a freshman in with each of those groups. And, you know, for some it's worked well, and others it quite hasn't. And now it's fine that the right combinations of the threes in our top three lines, where again you start to feel comfortable that matchups aren't really that big a deal, that you're confident with any line playing against anybody else.
What difficulties does going to Columbus face for this team?
Well, you're back into a small rink. Although we played pretty well for the most part in a smaller rink this year, their speed I think is a factor. You know, we split there the one last year. We won and tied the year before, lost in the shootout. So, you know, they're in the midst of, you know, a 6-game homestand, so they're comfortable in the rink. It's not like they've been out of the rink. It's not like they're practicing it every day because of the multi-purpose facilities. So, getting off to a good start, obviously, anytime you go on the road is important. Specialty team play is important. And we have to make sure we play well defensively. When we win, we'll give up 2. And if we're going to give up 3 or 4 goals, it's going to be difficult for us to win.